Chapter 31. The Ascension of Christ. All heaven was waiting for the hour of triumph when Jesus would ascend to his Father. Holy angels came to earth to receive the King of Glory and take him back to heaven with them. After Jesus blessed his disciples, he left them and began the trip to heaven. Jesus led the way, and a large number of resurrected people followed him. Many heavenly angels came to receive Jesus and the people he had resurrected. And in heaven, angels who were too many to number waited for Jesus to arrive. Jesus and the angels with him drew near to the holy city. The angels who were with Jesus sang praises. "Fling wide the gates, open the ancient doors, and the great King will come in." The angels in the holy city were thrilled to answer, "Who is this great King?" The angels with Jesus answered in triumph, "He is the Lord, strong and mighty the Lord, victorious in battle. Fling wide the gates, open the ancient doors, and the great King will come in." Again the waiting angels asked, "Who is this great King?" The angels with Jesus answered in beautiful song, "The triumphant Lord, He is the great King." Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. Jesus and those with him entered the city of God. Then the heavenly angels surrounded their majestic commander. With the deepest love, the angels bowed before Jesus. The angels threw down their shining crowns at his feet. They touched their golden harps, filling heaven with beautiful music. The angels sang songs of praise to Jesus, who had given his life for sinners on earth. Now Jesus was living again with power and glory. Christ's promise to return. The disciples looked sorrowfully toward heaven, trying not to lose sight of Jesus. They still had their eyes fixed on the sky as he went away, when two men dressed in white suddenly stood beside them and said, "Galileans, why are you standing there looking up at the sky? This Jesus, who was taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way that you saw him go into heaven." Acts 1, verse 10-11. The disciples and Jesus' mother watched as Jesus went back to heaven. Then the next night, the disciples continued talking about the wonderful works of Jesus. They discussed the strange and glorious events that had happened in a short time. Satan plans for revenge. Now Satan had more bitter hatred against God's government. Satan called his evil angels together for a meeting. Satan told the angels that as long as he had power and authority upon earth, they must work harder. Their work against Jesus' followers must be 10 times stronger than it had been before. The evil angels had not been able to gain the victory over Jesus. Now, if possible, they must overthrow Jesus' followers. In every generation, they must work to deceive the people who believe in Jesus. Satan told his evil angels that Jesus had given his disciples power to rebuke them. The disciples had power to make these evil angels leave any person they were controlling. The disciples were also given power to heal people whom Satan or his angels had made sick. From that meeting, the evil angels went out the same as angry, hungry lions to do everything they could to destroy the followers of Jesus.